Here's one thing that I've got to be honest with you. I'm tired of hearing. If this were anybody else, they'd have been indicted. If this was anybody else, they would have been indicted. Really? So if some random person who wasn't the president of the United States, but was nonetheless under special counsel investigation for conspiring with a foreign power to throw a presidential election, fire the head of the FBI, and threaten the special counsel's investigation in some way, that person, this random person, would be indicted? You see, there is no comparison to what's going on here. It's a ridiculous comparison. Well, if it was anybody else, right, nobody else would find themselves in this unique set of circumstances being targeted by a group of political hacks that want to overturn the will of the people, because that's what we have here. Every day it becomes more obvious that what was afoot here was not a legitimate investigation, but rather a focused targeting of a duly elected president. Time and again, Bob Mueller said he would not discuss the Steele dossier. He didn't remember or even know what Fusion GPS was. Glenn Simpson? Who's that? Oh, it gets bad. Let's pick it back up here. This is important as we continue to sort this out, because you need to understand in full detail how little Bob Mueller actually knew about his own investigation and the report he put his name to, a report that, if it had been written a bit differently, could have taken out the president of the United States. Now, think about this. His partisans, 13 Democrats hired. Weissman being the henchman, a guy who has a long history of prosecutorial misbehavior, if you will. This guy was in charge of the whole thing. And this guy wanted Donald Trump at any cost. But let's go to John Ratcliffe, Republican firebrand. He tore Mueller apart on the position that he could not exonerate the president, because that's what the report said in volume two. Could not exonerate. Let's go with John Ratcliffe, bite number four, please.
He wrote 180 pages about decisions that weren't reached, about potential crimes that weren't charged or decided. And respectfully, by doing that, you managed to violate every principle and the most sacred of traditions about prosecutors not offering extra prosecutorial analysis about potential crimes that aren't charged. So Americans need to know this as they listen to the Democrats and socialists on the other side of the aisle, as they do dramatic readings from this report, that volume two of this report was not authorized under the law to be written. It was written to a legal standard that does not the Justice Department.
There is no legal standard of exoneration, is the point that Ratcliffe was making. So what exactly were they trying to prove? We cannot exonerate. That's not your job. You either indict and prosecute, or you do not. Either there is a true bill of indictment, or there is not. There is no middle ground here for prosecutors to occupy. Just because they're a special counsel doesn't create a new volume of legalese for them to rely on. Didn't work that way. And then I want to jump to bite number six here. Debbie Lasko, Congresswoman, Arizona Republican, asking Mueller about a joint statement put out by the special counsel and the DOJ together, talking about this whole question of whether or not you could indict a sitting president. Because Mueller got himself in trouble on this a couple of times during the day, later with Ted Lieu, saying, yes, we would have indicted except for that legal opinion that you can't indict a sitting president. But then he came back at the beginning of session number two in the afternoon and said, I didn't mean that. It's not the first time he's had to correct it. In fact, here's Debbie Lasko of Arizona. Listen to this, and then we'll talk about it. It's bite number six. Go.
In a joint statement that you released with DOJ on May 29th, after your press conference, your office issued a joint statement with the Department of Justice that said, the Attorney General has previously stated that the special counsel repeatedly affirmed that he was not saying that but for the OLC opinion, he would have found the president obstructed justice. The special counsel's report and his statement today made clear that the office concluded it would not reach a determination one way or the other whether the president committed a crime. There is no conflict between these statements. So, Mr. Mueller, do you stand by your joint statement with DOJ that you issued on May 29th as you sit here today?
I would have to look at it more closely before I went, said I agree with it.
I would have to look at my joint statement that I wrote less than 2 months ago to decide whether I agree with it. That was his answer. His answer was, I would have to look at the joint statement. You see what happened before when Bob Mueller walked out there and gave his 9-minute speech, if you will, to reporters here a few weeks ago. He contradicted himself there as well, once again saying it was the opinion that a sitting president could not be indicted. Then William Barr, his old friend, threw him a lifeline, says, listen, let's put out a joint statement. It's not what you wrote in your report. It's not what's in your report at all. So let's clean this up. They came out with a joint statement, the Department of Justice and the Attorney General. They both signed the joint statement and said, no, they didn't have the goods, despite the legal opinion. Now, the legal opinion would say you couldn't indict a sitting president, but they didn't have the evidence anyway. So Bob Mueller had to correct himself again, but he doesn't even remember it. At this point, you have to ask yourself, who was running the store? Who's running the store? Bob Mueller doesn't seem to be particularly familiar with anything that's in the report he put his name to. He's confused. He's contradicting himself. He contradicts the report and then gets corrected. And he leans over on numerous occasions to say, what? Huh, what? Could you repeat the question? Could you repeat the question? Could you? We'll get to that in just a moment, in fact. This is all very frightening as to how far this could go down the rabbit hole. And nobody realized Bob Mueller wasn't running this thing. That didn't become painfully obvious until yesterday morning. Bob Mueller doesn't even know his own report. That should frighten all honest Americans. 25 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.